Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trunopole. And as always, I'll bring you sports from a West Side point of view right here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio. All right, if you guys have found my show, do me a favor, hit that like and subscribe button. I am up to 490 subscribers, 10 away from 500. Let's keep it going and try to get to 500 as fast as we can. All right, I got a story here from Bengals Wire. You guys have probably heard about it. I posted it on my Facebook page, Sports with Strawberry Ice, and it's also on the Facebook group, Bengals Nation. Talk about James Harrison. Okay, James Harrison appeared on a podcast this week and suggested that the Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin slapped an envelope of cash in his hand after he did an illegal hit on Browns wide receiver Muhammad, I hope I say Mesqual. I know it's Muhammad. I think it's Mesqual. Mesqual, I think. In 2010. Now, is this surprising at all? No, because the Steelers get away with all kinds of crap. Excuse me, the Steelers get away with all kinds of stuff. And James Harrison has been, in my mind, when he played, one of the dirtiest players in the NFL. One of the greatest, best players in the NFL, but also one of the dirtiest. Same with Joey Porter, who I can't stand, who I talked about yet on yesterday's show, who still, to this day, I understand, like I said yesterday, that Vontaze Burfict and Pac-Man Jones should have walked away from Joey Porter. Joey Porter should have never been on the field in the 2015 playoff game. He should have been thrown out. He should have been a flag. Something should have been done because coaches are not allowed to just walk up onto the field in the middle of a game. So, I hope the NFL investigates this and comes down hard on the Steelers because they have gotten away with so much crap. In that same game, Mike Mularkey pulled the hair of Nelson in that same game. I mean, there's so much stuff that they got away with that we didn't. Well, I mean, not that we should have got away with the stuff that we did. They shouldn't have got away with it either. So anyway, after yesterday, I'm talking about the Steelers having all this great character. That's crap. For you to pay somebody, pay their fine for hitting somebody and injuring them, which I don't know if he injured them. Well, he knocked them out. So he's not, it wasn't healthy. It's not a clean hit. They're trying to get those hits out of the NFL. Sean Payton got suspended for an entire year because of what his defense coordinator did. Tomlin is paying a fine, supposedly? Come on. Roger Goodell, you need to investigate this now and find out what exactly happened, what James Harrison is talking about, and if he's got any proof. If he's got proof of this, then Mike Tomlin needs to be suspended, fined, and the Steelers need to be suspended and fined. Because this is ridiculous. Because this time in football, that's what they're trying to get out of the game, these hits. And if your coach is going to pay for your fine, then what's stopping you from making the hit? Nothing. Yeah. Anyway, I hate the Pittsburgh Steelers, so I get a little passionate about that. Anyway, all right, let's move on. I'm talking about Jonah Williams. A very interesting article on CincyJungle.com about if Jonah Williams is ready to face the pressure. And it says, Jonah Williams is ready to face both kinds of pressure in protecting Joe Burrow. Now, this is quoting Williams. Everybody's going to be watching me if I hinder him from what he's from doing his job, Williams told Jeff Hobson of Bengals.com. I don't take any pressure off of myself. I think it's exciting. We obviously had a very active free agent period, and we picked up Joe and other great players in the draft. There's lots of new energy with a new young coaching staff. It's very exciting to be a part of it. It feels very cool. Now, I want to go back to, what did he say? Where he said I don't take any pressure off myself. I think it's exciting. Right there, as I was saying yesterday, to character guys and gamers and grinders and workers, you want a guy who wants the pressure, because the NFL, it's a pressure cooker. And the farther and farther you go in the playoffs, the more and more the pressure builds. So you got guys who is a guy who's anchoring your offensive line, hopefully for the next 10 to 15 years, and Jonah Williams, who's been in a pressure cooker. He was in Alabama. He was at Alabama. So he's used to it. He likes it. He wants it. I think Joe freaking Burrow is the same way. Like I said yesterday, we are getting the right type of players in here to build a very solid foundation. And just to hear him say he's very excited about the new coaching staff. Where's that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is cool, too. There's a lot of new energy with the young coaching staff. It's very exciting to be a part of it. I mean, those words coming out of Bengals players get me excited, because you don't hear that normally. I mean, for 15 years with Marvin Lewis, is do your job, do this, we got to do it better, you know. Nothing was exciting. You never heard the players like sound like they're excited to come to work. There's, you know, we just got to do our job better. We got, you know, we got to come together and focus on what we're doing. And, you know, it was nobody had any energy. Like, I'm ready to go. Bring it on. Let's do this. It was always, we got to do better. We got to do better. We got to do, well, no duh, Marvin. You got to do better. You're right. It's just a different vibe and a different energy coming out of these players that I think is coming from the coaching staff and Zach Taylor. So, like I said, I'm very excited about the Bengals. I like the direction they're going. I like all the stuff I'm reading that the players are saying. It might not mean a hill of beans. They might go, you know, 4-12 this year. I don't know. I'm just liking the change that I'm hearing that's coming out, not only of the coaching staff, but of the players and the veteran players. Like, AJ Green sounds excited. He sounds ready to play. The end of last year, AJ Green did not sound excited, did not sound like he even wanted to be here. Now it sounds like he wants to be here, and he's willing to go meet Joe Burrow whenever and wherever he wants to go catch passes with him. Those are things that are great, that you need in moving forward, and like I said yesterday, building a great foundation. And I just think the Bengals are on the right track. It's just stuff that you hear from other teams, usually. You're hearing it from the Bengals now, and I'm really, really enjoying it. All right, this show and every show is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right. Now, it's been coming out. Okay, I'll just say it this way. Lots of teams this year have come out with new uniforms. The Buccaneers did. I think all the Atlanta Falcons did. Patriots came out with new ones. And this week, the Los Angeles Rams came out with their uniforms, and they're ugly. If you ask me, they're straight ugly. I don't like them at all. The helmet, it's not even a ram horn. It's, I don't know. It's Eric Dickerson came out and said it looks like the Chargers uniform, which after he said it, he's kind of right. Like, it looked like the Chargers. I don't know. Anyway, so it's been last couple years, lots of Bengals fans and some guys on Bengals Nation have come up with different uniform mock-ups and stuff of different things of how, you know, they think the new Bengals uniforms should look. Not that the Bengals are changing the uniforms, but eventually they probably will someday. Now, Boomer Esiason has come out on his radio show, Boomer and Geo, and he said this. He says, too much stuff going on. Too much orange, too many things happening on the uniform. They need to, like, I want to say, tone it down. It's hard to tone down tiger stripes, but you can. I just think the jersey over the last 15 years has not been all that great looking. That's quoting one of our best quarterbacks ever in Boomer Esiason. Now, I like the uniforms. I don't know. I like them. I mean, people have said that they like the 70s. Uniforms. And I'm sorry. Those are ugly to me. The orange helmet, and it just says Bengals on it, is just dumb looking. I mean, it just Looks like something you get out of a Cracker Jack box. I hate that. I don't care if they change the uniforms. I want them to leave the Bengal striped helmet. It is the coolest helmet in the NFL. It is the only helmet that is completely wrapped around. The logo is wrapped around the entire helmet. Nobody else has a helmet like that. Nobody else can have a helmet like that. Nobody has Bengal stripes. So, to me, leave the helmet alone. Do not touch that helmet. That helmet, once we went to that helmet, we went to two Super Bowls in the 80s. So, to me, the 70s, the Bengals were okay in the 70s. They couldn't get past the Pittsburgh Squealers. Lots of teams couldn't get past them. But once they got that new uniform, it changed things. And the last time they changed their uniform is Carson Palmer's second year. They kept the helmets and they changed the uniforms. And that's when they came out with the third alternate jersey, the orange one. And some people like the Color Rush one they had last year or 2 years ago, the all white one. I don't know. Everybody's like into these all white uniforms. And I'm like, we had those when I was a kid and I never really liked them. I mean, the Bengals uniforms of the 80s and 90s, I like those. I never really liked the all white uniform. I mean, I think if you want a white jersey and black pants or, you know, a black jersey and like orange pants, just mix it up. I mean, I don't know. That's just me. I do understand what Boomer's saying, that it is a lot going on with the uniform, but I really think the Bengals should really, if they're thinking about changing the uniform, which I don't think is going to happen this year, really need to do some mock-ups and actually ask the fans, you know, let the fans vote on, you know, give them like three different style of uniforms. Let the fans bring us in. We're the ones that are going to buy the uniforms and buy the jerseys. Players don't have a choice. Whatever the Bengals make as their uniform, that's what the players have to wear. So the fans, give us the choice. You know, if you guys are really thinking about redoing your uniforms, mock up like three different ones and put it on Bengals.com and let the fans vote, you know, or put it out there. There's so many different Bengals fans who have done different Bengals mock-up uniforms. Do a contest. Say, hey, you know, next year we're going to come out with new uniforms. Send us your best ideas. I mean, everybody's got computers now that they can, you know, design them themselves. But people, please, leave the Bengal helmet alone. The only way I'd be okay with changing the helmet, which still isn't changing, is like somebody said, you know, do a black helmet with orange stripes. That would be okay. But at least leave the helmet basically the same with the stripes going across the helmet. To me, that's the Bengals and it's iconic and nobody else has it. And something when it's that unique, you keep that, you know? I mean, I hate to say it, the Pittsburgh Steelers, I hate their uniforms. Their uniforms are stupid looking, but theirs are unique too because they only have the sticker on one side of the helmet. I think it's dumb as hell looking, but it is unique and nobody else does that, you know? Probably a reason because it's stupid looking, but it's unique. So that's why I think the Bengals should keep their Bengal stripes, at least the helmets anyway. All right, it's Friday. And I usually do a Zeke of the Week. Last week, I couldn't think of anybody. But my buddy Dan Patrick came through for me. Earlier in the week, well, actually all week, if you've been listening to him, he keeps talking about, well, you know, when football season comes around, I don't know if my sources are saying they're going to push it back 4 weeks. Okay. It's May. Things are opening up. The NBA is discussing and trying to figure out how they're going to come back. Major League Baseball is discussing and trying to figure out how they're going to come back. Pro football doesn't start preseason until August. The season doesn't start till September. We got 4 months. Okay, if you can't figure out the protocol or whatever to make sure people are safe to go in from now to 4 months, what in the world is 4 weeks going to do, dude? And I'm sorry, when you go, well, I don't know if that's going to happen. You said the same thing about Joe freaking Burrow going, well, I don't know if he wants to come to the Bengals. Well, guess what? He wants to come to the Bengals. He's excited to be here. You were wrong about that. I think you're wrong about football. I think Roger Goodell is going forward. I think he's like, look, if there's fans in the stands, that I don't know. I hope there is because I got season tickets, so I hope there is. But I really think he's going to push forward. I really do think that there's a chance, since the mini camps and everything, we haven't had them. I think there's a very good chance they will extend training camp. I starting earlier. I could see that happening. I haven't heard any talks about it, but the thing that I really enjoy what the NFL is doing is they're acting like they're going straight ahead. There's, you know, we're going to have the season. Nothing. They have not said one thing about them not starting the season on time. And I like that, you know, until something happens, which I don't know what else can happen. I mean, yes, we can have spikes. We can do this. It's a virus. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean, but if you are older, stay home. If you are having health risks, stay home. I mean, if you're not, you can go to the games, go to work. You know, I mean, we've been shut down for 2 months. Let's go. It's a virus. You're going to get it or you're not. I mean, you know, anyway, that's my soapbox. Anyway, but Dan Patrick, you, my friend, are my Zeke of the week. Like I said, you and Stephen A. always 1-2 my Zeke of the week. All right, YouTubers, like I said, beginning of the show, I got 490. 10 away from 500. Let's go. Let's try to add 10 more people and get me to 500 as fast as we can. I mentioned it a couple times here on the show. Bengals Nation is part of my Facebook groups that I help run. Along with Bengals Nation, I have Bearcat Country, Reds Country, and Cyclones Country. Again, they're groups that I help run. They're not mine. They're a guy named Mike's. They're his group. I just help run them. Mike Kyle Jr. So, anyway, what did I say? Oh, yeah, Reds Country. I said Psychos Country, too. I think I said that, too. Anyway, if you're listening to me on the podcast, and it's Apple Podcasts, give me a 5-star review. I would greatly appreciate that. If you're on any other sites, just like and subscribe. And other than that, it's Friday. We got no sports, but golf is getting ready to start. NASCAR is getting ready to start. I watch golf. I don't watch NASCAR very much. But if it's sports, I'm going to freaking watch it because I'm tired of not having live sports. So, you guys enjoy your weekend. That's just sports, baby. Tell all your friends about me. See ya.